how do you calculate future lost wages or future medical costs? Great question. Here's how we do it. Let me take the latter as the first. So in future medical costs, when we are preparing the damage to the case, we'll look at the medical records, or we will take the depositions of the medical provider and say, what does this person need? This person's had an injection every 3 months for the past 2 years. What are they going to need? We're going to go to pose the doctor, and they're going to say they're going to need this again every 3 months for at least 5 years. We calculate the price of that. We can add medical inflation. So medical inflation is always higher than the cost of goods inflation, the COLA, cost of living adjustment that we see. The news now is high inflation, but medical is going to be even higher than that. So we can do that. The other thing is that juries are empowered in most states and in Missouri and Illinois to calculate future value and also to reduce numbers to present value. It's hard to do, but I was an economist before law school or economic trained in college at good old Mizzou. And we can calculate that for the jury and we can do that. So those are medical costs. You get the evidence from the medical providers. You know, so if someone has a back surgery, most doctors are going to say they're going to need another surgery in 15 or 20 years. They're likely to need another surgery, another laminectomy, fusion, whatever it is. If someone has a hip replacement, those last 20 years, they're going to need another one. If someone has, so there are some medical conditions that need continue, that are pretty clear future medical costs and future medical needs, and we're able to calculate that. How do you calculate future wage loss damages? In those cases, we establish evidence from doctors that the person has physical limitations, that they can no longer do their job or no longer work at all. And then we can also hire a vocational rehabilitation specialist. There's people that do that, the Missouri Department of Vocational Rehabilitation. Sometimes we send clients to for them to do a vocational assessment. So you can hire a vocational rehabilitation specialist or voc rehab expert, as they're sometimes called, who will come in and say, this person can't work at all. Look at the physical restrictions. There's no way they can't work. Or if they can't, but some people they can work. Well, they can work, but they can only work so many hours a week. And I know the job market. I've done a labor market survey. I've looked at, you can't get a job if you can only work 3 hours a day. Or you could work you maybe only work 3 to 4 hours a day for only 3 or 4 days, but then you're going to be physically exhausted. You're going to miss 2 weeks of work, and not many employers are going to employ you. Or you made 200 grand a year before this accident. Now you have these limitations. So the only real jobs you're going to be able to get is a minimum wage type job, an $8 an hour job. And so you're going to have, you could go out and earn that money. And then we take the wage loss differential between what they used to make and what they can make now. We could also hire an economist, and we do that sometimes too, to calculate wage loss damages. So you can get the doctors to talk about the medical side of it. You get a book rehab person to talk about the labor market, the impact of the labor market, and what kind of jobs they can get. And then you couple all that with an economist who can do the actual calculations of wage loss damages, because those can be complicated. Because the wage loss damages go out in the future, you have to reduce in the present value, because it's also loss of benefits. So the person may have lost their job, but they also lost their health insurance, their retirement, and other stuff. That can have an impact. So sometimes hiring economists is also a good way to put those damages in a bow or to really calculate it